This is John Cameron with Gray Area, where our mission is to connect the global house music community. And today I'm speaking with Syreeta. Syreeta, how's your day going?
Hey, it's going great. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. You know, it seems like the year or so since nightlife has turned back on has been a good one for you. Seems like it's treated you well. Tell me about how things have been going for you lately.
It really has treated me well. I've had the most amazing summer. I've mainly been in Ibiza, Italy, Croatia, but I've been literally back and forth every other week in Ibiza. I opened in April with Pyramid at Amnesia, which was insane. And literally I've been back and forth playing for all my favorite parties, Ants, Music On, Elro, Paradise, Circa Loco. And it's just been mind blowing.
That's great. And I want to go back a little bit further though. Now you've told your origin story before, but for any uninitiated who might be watching this interview, can you talk about how you got into music and how that developed into a dance music career?
Yeah, I mean, music has always been a huge part of my life. I've always associated music with like fun times. Me and my mom used to dance around the house on the weekends doing the housework to music. My dad ran bars in Birmingham, which is where I'm from. So music was always the main point of our hookups and family parties and stuff. And he used to take me to the blueses, like the underground raves at the houses. So yeah, it's always been a big part of my life. I wanted to be an athlete and I got injured. And basically I turned to music because that was where my happy place was. And I started coming to London. And I found house music, and that's basically where my love was born. I met a lot of people on the scene, DJs, and then I kind of like learned to DJ at a house party. And the rest is history, really.
Here so you were going to be an athlete, though?
I was going to be an athlete. I was running for England. I was doing track and field. I was doing 400 meters. And I got a really bad... I've had three operations on my knees and then I had an Achilles injury. So I was like, this is not going to go down well. So let's quit while you're ahead, which it was devastating because that is all I wanted to do. So the fact that I found my career in music, because that's where I went to for my happy times to feel better. I feel like it was just meant to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you've said that performing on live stream during the pandemic and stuff like that gave you a little bit more confidence in your own sound as opposed to just playing the room, which, you know, we traditionally think like that's what a DJ does. But yeah. I'm aware you're a house head. I know that that's kind of your focus. But if you had to really describe your niche, what would you say that within house music, what would you say that is?
I think to me, it's just so important that I'm authentic. And I express myself through music. No matter what genre I play, whether it's house or techno, whichever style I play, you're guaranteed that it's going to be packed with energy. It's going to be packed with grooves, and you're just going to be able to feel it through me. And that's what I want to like project.
Oh, so authenticity is kind of a big
part. Yeah, it's the main thing, of course. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. And who are some producers whose music features heavily in your sets? Are there any that like really stand out as like, you know, whenever you see the tracks pop up, you're like, oh, I gotta grab one of theirs?
I guaranteed I will always have a Seb Zito track in my sets. I'm a massive fan of him and he regularly sends me music, and there's never a tune that I cannot play in any of my sets that he sends. I've started to play a lot of Josh Kalka's music. He's an Italian producer. Eldon, he is a Scouser, he's from Liverpool. I play a lot of his music, who Richard Ahmed also supports a lot of. So yeah, there's a lot of producers. The funny thing is that I after I play my sets, I always go down into the crowd to listen to the next DJ. And that is where I found most of the producers that I play, because they come up to me and they come up to me like, oh, your set was amazing, can I send you music? And that's where I find a lot of my producers. And yeah, it's the best way, to be fair.
That's great.
It's a good way of connecting with people.
Yeah, absolutely. Just keep it dance floor centric, you know?
Exactly.
And so the BBC Radio 1 presenter, Jaguar, has been, I'd say she's been advocating for you since back when she was with Represent Radio, if I'm not mistaken. How did you connect, and what was that? How's that? What's that relationship been like?
Jaguar is an absolute babe. I love her to bits. We first met at the Smirnoff Equalizer Music campaign back in 2017, I think it was. We was both playing for Parklife, V-Fest and Transmit in Scotland. And we just hit it off straight away. Then she invited me on her Represent show. I invited her to play at a party that I was putting on. And our relationship just blossomed, and we've just become closer and closer. And then, I think we can say we are really good friends. I haven't seen her for a while because we've both had crazy schedules, but when we do see each other, it's like we've seen each other every day. She's doing absolutely amazing. And I thank her a lot for a lot of things in my career.
That's great. That's great. And so you're also a resident of He, She, They. Which is, for anybody who's not familiar, a worldwide queer party event brand, but also a record label, also a fashion label, things like that. Tell me how you met them, and talk about maybe what kind of doors that partnership has opened for you.
Funny that, because it was actually Jaguar. She invited me to IMS in 2019, and we went together, and we was at one of their panels. And after the panel, I kind of got introduced to Stephen and Sophia, and we basically hit it off from there. We was chatting for about 45 minutes. Brains invited me to a He, She party that same weekend. It was their first birthday at Fabric. And I got the memo, and I came all he, she, they'd out, and I came in chaps. And I think that that was the start of our blossoming relationship.
I see. Okay. And then... So in the past, you kind of mentioned Loco Dice and the Martinez brothers as artists with whom you'd like to share the stage at some point. Do you have any other like dream B2Bs, dream collaborators, stuff like that?
It's so funny that I when I think of that wish list that I put together a couple of years ago, and I've manifested that all these things have now come true, and I've been able to share the stage with them, if not call them friends or I know them. It's been insane. Dennis Ferreira is definitely one person I would love to do share a stage with, do back to back with. I love Sylvie Lotto. Scream, I'd love to do a back to back with. I never thought I'd be a back to back person, to be fair. And then we was at Hideout, and Eats Everything just put me on the spot and says, let's go back to back. And literally from there, I've really enjoyed it. And I've done a few with River Star, Amanda Moore, and I've really enjoyed them. So I'm welcoming them all.
Awesome. Okay. And then, so, you know, now that your profile is a little bit raised, you kind of have an opportunity, because more people are paying attention to you, that kind of thing, to maybe shed light on artists you feel deserve more recognition at this stage. Are there any artists that come to mind, that like up and coming artists that you feel really deserve a little more of the spotlight?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many, but one of my favorites are a guy called Joshua. He's based in Bristol at the moment. He has a label called Don't Just, and he's doing a lot of good things right now, but it's really amazing to see his progress, and I love following his journey, and anywhere that I can support people that I love, that I definitely will. So Joshua is definitely one of my favorites at the moment. I'm championing.
Okay, great. And then, you know, during the pandemic, there was something of a reckoning that I think prompted a lot of dance music institutions to re-examine their commitment to inclusivity, which is obviously kind of one of the cornerstones of dance music. It goes without saying there's still quite a lot of work to be done on that front. But in your personal experience, have things changed for the better since then or because of that?
I like to think that people now look a bit more closely at their lineups to ensure that they're balanced and learn the history and create more diverse lineups. Personally, every lineup that I'm on at the moment, I'm still probably the only female, the only black person, the only queer person, or all three. So yeah, as you says, there is still a lot of work to be done, but I'd like to think that better things have been being done at the moment.
Okay. And that's still the case that you're still, you know, the one in some of those groups and on a lot of lineups, really.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my personal, yeah. So I can't really say, yeah, loads of things. It's been amazing. I'm now like there's 50% of us, because no, I'm still the only person that's on the lineup that's still black or just a female or just queer. So yeah, we've still got a lot of work to do, guys.
I see. Yeah, that's good to know. And you know, your resume as a DJ is now getting pretty extensive. You mentioned some earlier, but what have been some of your favorite gigs, like all-time favorite gigs that you've played?
I think for me, it's got to be closing the All I Need stage at Zurich Street Parade. I got to basically close that stage to 80 to 100,000 people. It was the most insane experience. And I love the festival is about love and peace. It was just, everyone was just loving life. And then I ended that whole festival on Midland's final credits track, and everyone just went insane. The fireworks went off and confetti came out. And it's been live, it was live streamed as well. So I've got that memory to share with me forever, which is amazing.
That's great, that's awesome. Seen a lot of good sets come from that festival, actually.
Yeah, it's a crazy festival, I love it.
And another shift that has been going on, I would say longer ago than the pandemic, but it's been very consistent, is this upward trajectory that house music has right now, at least commercially. It's not like house ever went anywhere, but there's a lot of sort of mainstream interest in house music. Are you for this? Are you against this? Maybe somewhere in the middle?
To me, house music will always be, it started underground, it will always be underground. Who am I to judge? I mean, I think music touches souls in different ways, and everybody takes something different from that, and they become inspired to do different things with house music. So, you know, I'm for whatever everybody wants to do, but I'm an underground person, and that's my personal views. But I'd say I'm in the middle.
Sure.
I'm not for it. I'm not against it. I know what I love, and I just think that everybody is inspired by music differently, and they have their own take on it. So, and I'm for the people that have that.
Okay. And then you've mentioned before that you're getting into music production. Have there been any updates on that front that you feel comfortable sharing?
Do you know, summer was a lot more crazier than I thought it was going to be. So that kind of took away the time that I had to jump in the studio. But I have been back the last month, and things are calming down now. So basically this winter, I'm going to be windows closed, curtains closed, locked in of just doing music to release for the end of the year. So yeah.
I see. Have you taken classes or done tutorials or anything like that?
Doing that. I've been meeting up with friends, sitting in the studio with friends and getting a lot of tips and shown how everyone does things differently. So I've really enjoyed everyone's different processes of how they create tracks and kind of brought all that together. And now it's all about me putting my influence and my authenticity into making the tracks and it being about me, because I've there's so much stuff that I've made, but then I've felt that it's just, is it me? Is it not me? I was just like, I wanna make a track and be like, that's it. And I've got a few at the moment that are there. So yeah.
Okay. And then is there anything else that you'd like to share with dance music fans, whether they're familiar with you, just learning about you, anything else?
I used to be a truck driver before
really?
I got into music. I literally not long left truck driving. I was doing that during COVID to help pay the bills part-time. So I was a truck driver. I love animals, anything to do with animals. And I am an adrenaline junkie. So anything that scares the shit out of you, I'm there.
See, that's awesome. Well, it's been great getting to know you a little bit better, Syreeta. And thank you so much for your time and for meeting with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me. Have a good day.
You too.
Cheers. Bye-bye.